It's 222.
This is the reason why so many of us love college basketball's March Madness. It's the unheralded small school that comes out of nowhere to earn a ticket to the big dance. And playing the Cinderella role this year, Maryland's own Mount St. Mary's. The Mount grabbed a spot in the men's NCAA tournament last night with an impressive 88-71 upset victory on the road against top seed Robert Morris in the Northeast Conference title game.
Joining us to talk about it, Mount St. Mary's head basketball coach, Jamian Christian. Thanks so much for being with us, Jamian.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Congratulations. What is the first emotion coming to mind now that you've led the Mount to the tournament in just your second season?
Just complete joy. Just so excited for our university and our players who put so much into it. It's great to see the smile on their faces after a victory like that.
Now, a lot will be made of your overall, let me go back a step. Your team finished fourth in the conference this season. So your path to the title wasn't easy. What happened in the past couple of weeks that sparked this magical run?
Well, we're able to finish fourth, which means in the Northeast Conference, we got a home game, first round home game. We're playing St. Francis, New York. We're down 19 with 9 minutes left in the game. And then we're down 11 with a minute and 11 left and found a way to get a victory, kind of taking the victory from the jaws of life with a shot at the buzzer. That was on SportsCenter and really exciting play. We then traveled to Wagner, very tough place to play. We beat them by about five at their place. And they were the second-seeded team in the league. And then we traveled to Robert Morris, who'd won the league by two-plus games and had played really well throughout the regular season. Our guys played a little bit better than they did last night, really came out focused, and we were able to walk out there with a championship.
So a lot may be made of your overall record, 16-16, but it was a brutal non-conference schedule against teams like Villanova, Michigan State, West Virginia. What did you learn from that?
Well, first of all, I love you for saying that. I think people have forgotten that. And we really want to challenge ourselves in the non-conference. We're always playing for a chance to win games in March. I think that's how a school our size makes its name. Winning one or two games in March can really change the whole trajectory of your basketball program. And that's what we've tried to build ourselves to do. We thought we had a very good team, led by three senior guards, Sam Prescott, Julian Mosley, and Rashard Wack. And we wanted to challenge ourselves. So we went on the road and played at Villanova, went on the road and played at BYU, went on the road and played Michigan State. And I feel like it really helped us in our game last night. And at Wagner, playing on the road in a tough environment against a very competitive team, our guys didn't fold, not 1 second, they didn't blink. And because of that, we were able to really stretch our leads out in both those games.
Now, you may have to take part in a play-in game Tuesday. If not, you'll be matched up against one of the toughest teams in the country in the round of 64. How do you prepare for each of those scenarios?
Well, I think first of all, you focus on yourself. I mean, you win by doing the things that you do well. And so our strengths are the keys to our success. And so we're going to always continue to focus on those things that we do well. We've played in these high major games. Again, Michigan State was number one when we played them. A year ago, we played Indiana when they were number two in the country, I believe. Villanova's now number four. So we've played teams of this caliber, and so we understand understand the challenge ahead of us, but we understand that, we have enough talent, and if we stick together and find ways within the things that we do well, that we can play with anyone.
Jamian Christian, head basketball coach at Mount St. Mary's, congratulations and good luck.
Thanks so much for having me on.